going, okay, do the things that I'm doing actually matter? Like in the scope of eternity and the fact that life here, this is not the end. Like we're all going somewhere. We're either going to heaven or hell. Like there's a place all of us, our destination will land there. And so in the scope of eternity, do these things actually matter? And I think a lot of times it wouldn't. I mean, I think about, for myself, like, this idea of trying to prove myself. When I first moved here to Puyallup, right before that, I was working at a church up in Kirkland, and it was a really stressful environment. It was, like, one of the fastest-growing churches in America, so there was all this pressure, like, you need to work your butt off in order to be able to hang in this place. And so I ended up leaving that place, coming here, and I brought all these behaviors with me that were, the root, really, was I was trying to prove myself, because I remember, like, for the first 3 or 4 months that I came here, every single Saturday night, I just couldn't sleep. Because I was thinking about, okay, is anybody going to show up on Sunday morning? Is anybody going to like my talk? What can I do to make it better, to make it funnier, to make it to where people like it more, or whatever. So I was, like, doing this all night long, and I finally reached the point where I went to the doctor, because I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need to sleep. I need to figure out what's wrong with me. So I went to the doctor, and he's asking me all these questions, like, about stress and everything. And so I'm sharing all this with him, and he's like, it's like, okay, well, I can put you on some anxiety meds if you want. And I remember, like, that moment really specifically, because I really felt like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, let me work through this with you. And it was a really, really rough season of my life, because, like, the easy fix would have been just, dude, I'll just pop the meds, because then I'll just feel happy again. But I really felt like God's Spirit was saying to me, like, Gary, don't medicate yourself yet. Like, let me show you that I'm the God of every area of your life, and that I can meet you in your deepest need. And the beautiful thing is that he has. And I mean, you could ask my wife that I'm so much better. Like, I'm not this stress ball on Saturday nights trying to think, like, how do I prove myself to all these people I'm going to speak to every single week? And just, like, letting that stuff go. And I want to make sure this is clear. I'm not telling you, if you are on depression meds or anxiety meds, I'm not telling you just bag them and just, like, chuck them and throw them away, because then your mom's going to punch me in the jaw, especially if I told you it on Mother's Day, you know? Like, don't just say, scrap it. Your situation might be totally different. But what I would ask you is, how often do we actually let God meet our needs instead of letting something else medicate us or filling it with some other void, fill it something else, fill that void with something else? Maybe just think about that for a second. And so those are some reasons why we feel so restless. Let me just talk about a couple things I think we can do about it and that God would have us do. First one is this. Be still before God. Check out the scripture in Psalm 46. It's so powerful. It's so short, so powerful. Be still and know that I am God. How many of you know a kid who can't sit still? Yeah? You're like, well, yeah, your son, Jad, he's the one. Because you see him, like, running around doing laps in here during teardown. You know, he's just going crazy. But my son, oh my word, he is a little fireball, dude. Like, he is literally crazy. I want to show you a video of this, because this was actually just last night. He can find anything to do, and he'll just have a good time with it. He just, like, he can't sit still. But just watch this. This is just really, really funny. That was it. Like, that's all. But so all Jordan had to do was, like, lay out a big thing of pillows and blankets, and he's like, whoa. It was fun because he wouldn't face plant at first. He would jump, like, do that and then fall. So I was taking his head and just, like, throwing him, because it was so much fun. I wish we would have got that on video, but then you would have called CPS on me. But it would have been worth it. It would have been fine. But my son, man, he cannot sit still, dude. In moments when I want him to sit still, I'll just, like, smother him, and he's just like, argh! You know, he's, like, trying to get out, and he always wins. But I love the moments when he can just, like I can sit on the couch, he can come and sit on my lap, and we can just, like, chill. We can, like, watch The Lion King for the 4,000th time, you know, like, whatever. But I just love those moments where he can just, like, sit with me and be totally still, just hanging out. So think about that in terms with God. God says, you and I are his sons and daughters. We are his children. But how many of us can't sit still in his presence? You take a moment to just try and, like, okay, God, I want to focus and just, like, hang out with you. And then after a minute, you're thinking about, oh, I'm hungry. And then a couple minutes goes by, and you're thinking about, maybe you're thinking some dark thoughts where it's like in moments where you finally are by yourself and have this silence and just solitude, your first thoughts are ones where you just attack yourself and you say, I'm not good enough, I've screwed up. So then you're just like, I don't even want to be still in God's presence because the entire time, all I do is rip on me. See, but I think we still have to learn how to just sit in his presence and just really live this phrase, be still and know that I am God. So maybe that could be something you could just try this week. Like in your next moment of feeling anxious or busy or whatever it is, you just go, okay, for 3 minutes, I'm just going to like just try and focus on God. And that's all. I'm just going to be still in his presence. Second thing is this, reflect on God's goodness. Reflect on God's goodness. I want to share this really cool chapter I read in the Bible. It's one of the Psalms. I read it the night before we had Kai. And so, I mean, this was a Tuesday night, and I opened up God's Word, and I was like, okay, what am I going to read today? And I was reading through some of the Psalms. And this chapter has been so helpful in this season of life. You know, it's like having another baby. I was so stressed in that moment, like, okay, I can barely take care of one of them. I have another one. If I'm left alone, it's one on two. Like, what am I going to do if I'm holding this one, and then Jad runs at my crotch? Like, I can't block him, you know? It's like, this is really stressful to think about this. And so, and then, like, all the other stuff, too, like, what if I... like, let him die because I didn't feed him. I don't know, whatever. This is like the kind of things that go through my mind, which apparently I have issues, so I should go to counseling. And so, like having a baby, thinking about moving to California, starting a church where we don't have people that want to go to it yet. You know, it's like all this stuff, and I feel all this weight on my shoulders. And it's like this scripture that I'm going to read to you has been so helpful to me in this season. And so just, like, for a second here, just try and, like, still your spirit for a second as I'm going to read this to you. Maybe... if you want to, you could. Let's do the lights down. We're going to get all weird in here, okay? We're going to go cultish, okay? Okay, I just want to read this. And maybe you want to even just close your eyes as I read this to you. It's kind of long, but just like still your spirit and like receive this from God and his word. It says, protect me, God, for the only safety I know is found in the moments I seek you. I told you, Eternal One, you are my Lord, for the only good I know in this world is found in you alone. The beauty of faith-filled people encompasses me. They are true, and my heart is thrilled beyond measure. All the while, the despair of many who abandon your goodness for the empty promises of false gods increases day by day. You, Eternal One, are my sustenance and my life-giving cup. In that cup, you hold my future and my eternal riches. You have gifted me with abundance and a rich legacy. I will bless the Eternal, whose wise teaching orchestrates my days. And catch this, centers my mind at night. How many of you can't sleep at night because your mind runs rampant and you can't take hold of it? God wants to center your mind. He is ever present with me. At all times, he goes before me. I will not live in fear or abandon my calling because he stands at my right hand. This is a good life. My heart is glad, my soul is full of joy, and my body is at rest. How many of us could use a little bit of rest for our soul? Who could want for more? You will not abandon me to experience death and the grave or leave me to rot alone. Instead, you direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life. As I walk with you, the pleasures are never ending and I know true joy and contentment. Okay, you can throw lights back on. Dude, there is so much packed into this chapter. And like whenever I'm just like, okay. I'm at peace with the world. Like, yeah, I can't control everything. Like, God's got this thing. So on your outline, I gave you some space to write down what are some of God's character traits that you see in this. And just write them down right now. Spend a couple seconds doing that. I mean, what do you got here? He doesn't abandon. He protects me. Joyful. He fills me with joy. He gives a good life. He gives you a calling. He gives you purpose. He casts out fear. He calms your mind at night. Like, there are so many things packed into this. And maybe this is one where maybe you're stressed out about the future. It says here, you hold my future and my eternal riches. Like, he has your future in his hand. He's got it. And so maybe that's all you need to hear is just that God's got your back. You can trust in him, and he's going to take care of you. So as we wrap up, I just want to play this video real quick.